I'm Steve Chiotakis. There aren't very many details, but we're getting word that longtime LA Daily News columnist Rick Orloff has died. He was 66 years old. The newspaper reported his death earlier this afternoon. Orloff hasn't reported on his tip-off or the Sausage Factory columns or tweeted since January 23rd. He's had health issues in the past, mainly complications from diabetes. Funeral services are pending. More on this story, by the way, now with Kevin Roderick, who joins us for a live installment of LA Observed. Hey, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Sad day today, truly.
Yes, it is, and it's really interesting and probably would have been gratifying for Rick to see the outpouring of tributes to him on Twitter from people in City Hall, including Mayor Eric Garcetti, but especially a lot of the reporters who he worked with. He's being called a mentor and, you know, a real mensch.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting, Kevin, that we originally wanted to talk about BuzzFeed getting into investigative journalism, enterprise reporting, but here we are talking about a consummate professional who's no longer with us.
Well, I guess in some ways, some people would think of Rick Orloff as the anti-BuzzFeed. He was the dean of City Hall reporters. He'd been there in City Hall since 1988 after a time as assistant city editor for the Daily News. And he was just, you know, a reporter's reporter. He was honest, diligent, and I think people all over City Hall respected Rick and really enjoyed working with him. And as I said, he has been a mentor to, I don't know, a platoon full of reporters who have gone through City Hall through the years.
He was born in Chicago, but he has been an Angeleno. He came here at a young age, I believe, right?
Yeah, he moved to Encino when he was 12, and he went to Birmingham High School. It made him a local, a Valley boy. He was a competitive swimmer there at the high school. He went to Cal State Northridge and got his journalism degree there, and actually began working at the Daily News in 1978, which makes him, you know, one of the, you know, last of the old timers at the Daily News.
He's survived by a sister, indeed. And my question to you is, what made him so different? I mean, everyone called him the dean, and certainly I read his column, you did. Given all the City Hall reporting that goes on, I mean, what made him so good?
Well, one thing is that Rick was a constant. He'd been there for a long time, but he also was unflappable. I mean, because he'd been there a long time and because he knew someone on every floor of City Hall and had covered all of the city council and mayor campaigns for decades, he just knew a lot of people. And, you know, if a story was breaking, he would know how to get to the right person and report out the story. And he did it with accuracy and integrity, and I think that really counts. And that's why people really liked him. And, you know, you can't substitute for that.
You think there are any Rick Orloffs coming up in newspaper reporting?
Well, if we broaden the term to include, you know, just reporting online,
like blogs
or otherwise,
online, right?
I would say certainly there are. There's a lot of people, and I think some of them are taking to Twitter today to talk about Rick Orloff. It's quite an impressive turnout of people who say they'd worked with him and consider him a friend and a very valued colleague. You know, a lot of people in the political world here know him because of his Monday tip-off column that runs on the Daily News and was a must-read for people in the Los Angeles political scene. They would have to check each. Sometimes they start checking Sunday night to see what items are being covered and whether they are mentioned. And it was, like I said, a must-read for many years.
You had to have done your work well if people, certainly the people that you're covering, are reading and looking early, trying to get the tip-off on the tip-off, right?
Exactly. Well, you know, what could be better than that?
Yeah. Funeral services are pending. He covered five mayors here in Los Angeles.
Yeah. And the Daily News says that they'll be announcing some details soon about a funeral services, and also they expect to have a public memorial for Rick, probably in City Hall.
All right. Kevin Roderick with a live edition of our LA Observed column or our segment today. Kevin, sad day, but thank you for joining us on the phone. We appreciate it.
Thank you for calling, Steve.
All right, Kevin. Kevin Roderick with LA Observed.